on the most auspicious occasion of Uttana Ekadasi. Uta means to get up. So in the just like we have the daily cycle of waking and performing activities and resting, so in the calculation of the gods, there are also different cycles. And it is said that during the 4 months of Chaturmasya, demigods are taking rest, and therefore, according to one calculation, Chaturmasya ends on the Ekadasi. We follow the system from Purnima to Purnima. So they get up on this day. And that's why during Chaturmasya, various ritual performances are not performed, like vivaha, samskara, there's no marriages, because the demigods are resting, and they would not attend the ceremony to give blessings. For us, today is especially important because it's the disappearance day of Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who was the spiritual master of His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and thus the grand spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada. Much could be said about his life, his activities, but because of time constraints, we won't really be able to discuss much. And that information is available. But tonight I wanted to focus just on his mood in devotional service, mood of separation, which is mentioned in his pranam mantra. Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambo Jayate Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, the spiritual master of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, who is renunciation personified. He is always merged in a feeling of separation and intense love of Krishna. Vipralamba Rasambode, an ocean of the mood of separation. Separation is really a most important factor in Krishna consciousness. Once a disciple asked Srila Prabhupada how one can know whether he's chanting with quality. And Srila Prabhupada replied, when you chant with quality, you will know it. You won't have to ask. He said, just like you don't have to ask if you're getting strength or satisfaction from eating. You know it yourself. And then he said, quality is sunyai tam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. When you feel that the whole world is vacant in the absence of Govinda, that is quality. So Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj was absorbed in that mood of separation, and he would often sing a song, he'll roll on the banks of the Ganges and Navadvip Dham, and sing a song in the mood of separation. The song book in which I found the song does not attribute it to him or to any particular author, although I got the sense that he might have composed it, but I can't really say for sure. But he definitely did sing it. Can you hand me that? I only heard the song once or twice. I don't really won't attempt to sing it. This is a song of separation from Srimati Radharani, who is the desired object of service for many of our acharyas, and especially for Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. His attachment to the service of Srimati Radharani was extremely intense. And this song is in the mood of separation from Srimati Radharani, in the mood of Raghunath Das Goswami. Kotai go prema mai, where is she who is full of love? Similar to the Anilo Prema Dana. Kotai go prema mai, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe go jai, Radhe Radhe. O Radha, who is full of divine love, where are you? All glories to Radha, all glories to Radha. Deka die prana rako, Radhe Radhe. Tomara kangala tomai dake, Radhe Radhe. O Radha, grant me your vision and save my life. Your wretched beggar calls out to you, O Radha, O Radha. Radhe Vrindavan Vilasini, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Kanumana Mohini, Radhe Radhe. O Radha, you are the enjoyer of amorous pastimes in the forest of Vrindavan, wherein you enchant the mind of Krishna. Radhe Asta Sakira Shiromani, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Vrishavanu Nandini, Radhe Radhe. O Radha, you are the crest jewel among the eight principal Sakis, O daughter of King Vrishavanu. Gosai niyam kori sadai dake, Radhe Radhe. Raghunath Das Goswami daily calls out to you, O Radha, O Radha. Ek bar dake keshi gate, abar dake bangsi bate, Radhe, Radhe. Sometimes he calls out, O Radha, O Radha, at Keshigat, and sometimes at Vangshivat. Ek bar dake didvane, abar dake kunjavane, Radhe, Radhe. He was sometimes calling in Nidavan, and sometimes calling in Seva Kunj, O Radha, O Radha. Ek bar dake Radha kunte, abar dake shama kunde, Radhe, Radhe. He was sometimes calling in Radha Kund, and sometimes calling at Shama Kund, O Radha, O Radha. Ekabar dake kusumavane, abar dake govardane, Radhe, Radhe. He was sometimes calling at Kusum Sarovar, and sometimes at Govardhan Hill, O Radha, O Radha. Ek bar dake talavane, abar dake tamalvane, Radhe, Radhe. He was sometimes calling at Talavan, and sometimes calling at Tamalvan, O Radha, O Radha. Malina vasana die gaya, Rajera Dulaya Garagari Jaya Radhe Radhe. Raghunath wore just a simple, dirty-looking cloth because he was always rolling in the dust of Raja, calling out, O Radha, O Radha. Muke Radha Radha Bole, Base Nayanera Jale, Radhe Radhe. While his mouth is calling the names of Radha, tears are pouring from his eyes. O Radha, O Radha. Vrindavane Kuli Kuli Kende Baraya, Radha Boli, Radhe, Radhe. He wanders through the streets of Vrindavan, crying and calling out, O Radha, O Radha. Chapana danda ratri dine, Jani na Radha Govinda vine, Radhe, Radhe. Throughout the day and night, he knows nothing but Radha and Govinda. O Radha, O Radha. Tar par chari danda stuti take, Swapne Radha Govinda deke, Radhe, Radhe. He lies down for only an hour and a half each night, and in his sleeps he dreams of Radha and Govinda. O Radha, O Radha. So, reading the song, the translation of the song, we can see how Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj is in the same mood, following in the same line as Raghunath Das Goswami. He was also rolling in the dust of Vrindavan, or in the dust of Navadvip, chanting Radha, Radha. He was very renounced. In fact, the feeling of separation gives rise to the spirit of renunciation. Even ordinary people experience it when some loved one dies. They feel, what is this world? It's all so temporary. What is the use of all these material pursuits? Everything will end in death. But unless they take to the process of Krishna consciousness, the process of purification, such sentiments are fleeting. It's called smashan vairagya, the renunciation that takes place at the crematorium. I've seen it when Sri Chand Hinduja's son, only son, died. There is a funeral in the Villa Parla, and one of the members of the same community, I don't think he was particularly close to the family, but he was also a very wealthy Sindhi gentleman. He came up to me afterwards. I knew him quite well, and he was really in the mood. Like, what is the use of all this working for money? It all ends in death. Should become serious about Krishna consciousness. So that sense of renunciation arises naturally when one feels separation. But in the case of ordinary people, it doesn't last because they get covered by Maya. Maya has two potencies. One sort of pushes the person down, and the other covers the person so he doesn't know that he's down. He thinks he's all right. But in the case of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj or Raghunath Das Goswami, any of our acharyas, Narottam Das Thakur, all the acharyas mentioned in his song, they were always in that mood of separation. Of course, it began in our line from Madhavendra Puri. He was in the mood of separation of Radharani, feeling separation for Krishna when Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura. And that mood came down through him to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was also in the mood of Radharani and separation from Krishna. Sunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahiname. And that came down through him to the six Goswamis, who were merged in the ocean of feelings of separation. Hey Radhe Vrijadevi Kecha Lalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kutaha. Just like this song. O Radharani, O Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj, where are you? Are you on the banks of the Jamuna, or are you at Govardhan? So the six Goswamis would roam all over Vrindavan, shouting, O Radha, O Krishna, where are you? O Lalita, O Vishaka. So this is really the mood for which we aspire. It's the mood that our acharyas relished, and it's the example that they left for us to follow. Of course, generally, these feelings arise at a certain stage of purification and maturity in devotional service. But still, Srila Prabhupada spoke about them, and it's good for us to hear. And on these special occasions, appearance days, disappearance days, the month of Kartik, or if we go to any of the holy places in India, Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri, we can have us some sense of the feeling of separation. I received a phone call today from a godbrother who had just gotten back from Vrindavan, and he does a lot of service during the year, does a lot of service, works very hard. And he went to Vrindavan, I don't know, 6, 8, 10 days. And, but he felt that. One day went out on pilgrimage to Uchagang and Vrindakund, and felt some sense of relationship with Lalita Devi and Vrinda Devi, and was reading, doing a lot of reading along the way, and of course very focused japa. And he felt something, and it permeated the rest of his stay in Vrindavan, and of course he wants to try to keep it, cultivate it. And he said he was following the yes principle. The yes principle is Y for yearning, E for eagerness, and S for searching. Following the yes principle of devotional service. But of course the secret is that chanting and hearing and serving and serving and serving. Without giving up. Anyway, these were just my thoughts, a few thoughts on this auspicious occasion. Would anyone else like to say anything? So we pray to the lotus feet of Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj to give us just a small drop of mercy, particle of mercy. It's a drop from that ocean of Vipralamba Ras, so that we also develop that eagerness for the service of Sri Radha and Krishna and their associates, which will automatically make us detached from the pale, petty things of this world. Of course, he also preached, all of our acharyas preach. He preached a little in his own way, but he ordered Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to preach. So from one point of view, one could say that he preached through Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, through his instructions to him and through the mercy he gave him, through the mercy. But we cannot do anything without mercy. And even Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, such a powerful acharya, Naishtika Brahmachari, so austere and renounced. But even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his pastimes, he presented himself as completely dependent on the mercy of a spiritual master. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he received the order from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj to preach. And through him, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj is preaching all over the world. Through Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his disciples, Srila Prabhupada and others and their disciples. It's also by his mercy that the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the holy name be preached in every town and village of the world is going on. Hare Krishna. Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.